from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Coming up, we will give away a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. TV show we're looking for on a try day that we should try out. Yesterday, the Mets tried out a new person to throw out the first pitch of their game. So, you know, here in Philadelphia, we have, you know, a guy like Hugh Douglas throw out the first pitch, right? Starts the Mets, who, again, we haven't checked in a while because it actually played well. It's more fun to check on the Mets when they're struggling. They did blow the game yesterday to the Oakland Athletics on a day that, what's her name? Well, she has a name. Haley Welch, is that her name? Something like
all
that?
All I know her name is
no
Hawk
one knows
Tua.
Who the, yeah, no one
yeah,
knows.
Okay, well, you know Hawk her as Tua. The Hawk Tua girl. She threw out the first pitch at the Mets game. And my theory was how they branded it, that viral sensation, Hawk, whatever her name is, Hawk Tua lady, threw out the first pitch
wait,
yesterday.
Wait, but did they say viral sensation Hawk
no,
Tua?
No, I threw that in there. They just said, they used her real name. I think her name is Haley. So she threw out the first pitch at the Mets game. She has no connection to the team.
So it was Hawk Tua night at the ballpark.
Hawk Tua night at the ballpark. Let me tell you, you know what the funny thing about that is that somebody thought that it was a good idea. And baseball is probably the last vestige where you always see. As a matter of fact, I saw somebody sent me a picture on Instagram of him and his son at the game, and his son enjoying the Phillies win last night. So you bring this young lady out
to a family game. Let me say this first,
because I am not mad at anybody who finds their lane and capitalizes on
it. Yeah,
that.
No one's mad at the Hawk Tua girl. Yeah.
But as a parent, say that the man that sent me the picture of him and his son at the game asked him, your dad, what is she famous for? Like when you said viral sensation, only thing you can say as a parent is she went viral.
Well, and that's the case. You better hope the kid is young enough. They don't have their own phone to check.
Yeah, they don't have their own phone because they're Googling.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
But as long as you keep certain keywords out. But if you say her name, then they're just going to Google her name.
Well, you can Google Hawk Tua Mets today and find a whole bunch of things, including this. So WFAN up in New York, their midday show, one of their hosts, Sal Licata. Now, Hugh, Sal is a Mets fan. And he was not happy with the situation yesterday, and he was actually embarrassed considering, you know, the other team in that town, the Yankees, has, you know, all these Hall of Fame players, and the Mets have, well, they have the Hawk Tua girl. Here's that meltdown yesterday on New York radio.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace, and now Hawk Tua. Come on, bro, I can't take it.
Did he spit on the microphone?
I cannot take it anymore.
Did somebody spit on
ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke, Hawk Tua.
So the Mets season ended yesterday? Is that it? Are they out of the race now?
Let me help you put this in perspective. Like, I had the privilege of throwing out the first pitch for the Phillies. Because I played 10 years in the NFL, I went to a HBCU, and it was HBCU night, and I feel honored for being a part of that, the first one that they've ever had. Think about this for a minute, people. This young lady, like I said, I'm not mad at her, but think about her meteoric rise over the last couple of weeks. She goes viral for describing a certain situation, right? The Mets felt compelled enough. She's not from up this way nowhere. Like, I think she's from down south somewhere. I want to say Alabama, Florida, Georgia, somewhere.
Kentucky? Don't ask me how.
Something like that. Something like, yeah. But think about it like this.
Watching every interview with this
Think
person.
About it like this. They flew her up there. They flew her to New York. They put her up. They gave her an all-expense-paid trip to throw out the first pitch. Mm-hmm. And then flew her back home. They flew her back home just to do that. She probably got compensated too, because if I'm not mistaken, she's made a little bit of money. She's been at concerts.
Oh, she's done the talk show circuit.
She's done talk shows. Yeah. She was on. Did I see it? If I'm not mistaken, was it Bill Maher?
She was on Bill Maher. Yeah.
Dog. Okay, and we know, I didn't see it. I didn't see the interview, but we know Bill Maher can have, he could be colorful.
Sure.
Like, what are you talking to Bill Maher about? I mean, your skill set? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
What are we talking about? Like I said, I'm not mad at her. I mean, she chose a lane, and she's capitalizing on it, but it's just like, wow.
Took you 25 years to get the invitation. It took her 25 minutes.
So what put the nail in the coffin for them, though, was that they had a 5-run lead on the A's, and they coughed it up. They blew it on Hawk Tua.
They did. So the Mets season is over.
You can't blow it on Hawk Tua tonight, man.
Hey, I like how you said that.
The Mets season is done. Is that it? Are we counting them out? I mean, how do you come back from that?
Play taps. You're gone.
Somebody in the car right now with their parents saying, "But what, Dad? What is Hawk Tua?"
Blame the Mets.
Blame it's not my fault.
The Mets. All right, 215-592-9494. DOT in West Philly is up. What's up, DOT?
Hey, first of all, I'm at work, so I'm driving around. If my kids was in the car, they definitely would have asked me, like, "Hey, Dad, what's that?"
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you navigate that conversation?
I don't know. That's not easy.
I don't even watch the Mets. I didn't even know what y'all said something about it, man. I don't even care about the Mets. Everybody thought they was going to be doing something when they won their little streak. I'm like, I wouldn't even worry about them. They trash. I didn't even hear about the Mets. But look, I want to say something, right? Before I get to my Phillies point and my Eagles point, hey, Hugh, I don't know if you remember, it was earlier in the show, somebody said something about being aggressive in the box. Hey, yo, I was crying in the fog. I heard you.
So was
he was snorting.
You heard as loud as Michael.
No, I had to turn.
You said it so long, but it loud enough for everybody else to hear it. It was so funny. I said, yo, I was in the car, pew, vibe, panic, thought something was happening to me. That's how funny it was.
When he said I lost it.
He was way too immature.
Only a few people going to get what he just said.
DOT, he was gone. Like, if I wasn't here, I think the caller would have had to run the show for 5 minutes. I mean, he was giggling.
This is so funny because I'm like, ain't a lot of people not gonna catch on to what he just said. So I was just, hey, that was a good one. That's like cheap throwing in there. Every time you hear somebody say something,
that was funny because I'm looking at Joe and Joe's like, man, what's wrong with you?
And speaking of Bryson Scott, why did he sit him down? He set Trey Turner down. Why did he sit him down? Let Sosa get a chance. Sosa, everybody loves Sosa. Get Sosa a chance. I understand we love Bryson from what he did last year. But that was last year. We're talking about right now. He's not doing nothing for us right now.
You know what? I think tonight might be a night, DOT. They got another lefty out there. I think we could see Sosa at second tonight, Trey at short. I think you might get it tonight.
Yeah, I will hope so. So I want to go one more thing about the Phillies before I jump on to my Kenny Pickett point. The Phillies is going to be great. Everybody just rolling crazy on them last couple weeks. They have been playing poorly, but you got to understand, it's 162
of them things.
162. We only have 142, 143, something like that. And look, he's still right where we need to be at. I mean, a couple more games, we could have won. But as of right now, we are great. Let's not get too overworked ourselves about the season. We know we're going to the playoffs. We're going to beat the NL East by a long shot. We ain't got to worry about that.
No, I agree with you on that. No, you're right. Yeah, it has been people have been frustrated, but the division is not a worry here. All right, DOT, what do you think? You with me on Pickett?
It's got to be Pickett. He's been starting. He started last year. He's got experience. I would not ever. First of all, if one of them get in, it's going to be only for one or two games because the Eagles going like 30. Hurst going 13-2 by itself. So we can forget that now. If they get in the game, it's going to be the last two or three games when we just sitting Hurst and all our starters down like we doing. And I'm glad he's sitting everybody down. Right, we don't need to see what they're going to do in six or seven plays. Be cool. We already know what offense is going to do. Everybody just need to calm down. I understand we're waiting for football season. I'm waiting, too. You understand? I'm ready to go, but I don't want to see them in preseason. Game one, across seas, we're going to kill Green Bay because their defense is just like ours. They got new people on defense, too.
Yeah.
Our offense has been there. They got new people on defense, too. So at least I think we got the better coach on defense. They might got the better overall coach, but we got the better coach on defense, and our offense has been together a little bit longer. We are going to be great. Game one, I see the Eagles beating them. I'm going to say 31-21.
Ooh, I like that. 3 weeks from tonight, Eagles, Packers in Brazil.
Final score predictions.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a fun few weeks. All right, DOT, what do you got for TV show?
Listen, Lupin. He's a gentleman. The gentleman.
Which one is? Are you talking about the cartoon or the actual live series?
Show. Not the cartoon. It's the actual show called Lupin. It comes on Netflix. That joint is crazy.
I started to watch it, but I didn't think it was that good, man. I might check it out.
Marlon and robbing you at the same time. It's really decent, yo. You got to check that joint out.
I'll check it out. Good call, DOT. And he's a Pickett guy, so I like those. I like those phone calls to Pickett people. The Pickett people need to stand up. We've been marginalized today. The Pickett people
are lost.
Yeah. Two gloves. It's them little hands, man. You can't do nothing with them little hands. What you doing with them little hands?
He has multiple game winning drives in the NFL.
Yeah, little hands though, man. That's why he got that's why he got his butt up out of Pittsburgh. Got them little hands.
His little hands are the reason.
Little hands.
We did have a call. It kind of snuck in. A call earlier, it was like, I'm 5'8". I got bigger hands than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, he did.
I imagine
that.
Most of our listeners have bigger hands than Kenny Pickett.
Is 5'8 considered a short king?
5'8 feels a little bit below average, but not short.
I think like the average male is like 5'9".
Right, so I think it's a little bit below average.
So that's a short king.
Well, I don't think 1 inch below the average height is short king. You know, like I think you got to be like 5'6".
5'5", 5'6" is short. Yeah,
short king. Okay, I was just wondering because I've heard that term a lot lately.
Do you think, by the way, while we're on this, do you think Kenny Pickett has small hands for the average person or small hands for an NFL quarterback?
It's gotta be for an NFL quarterback.
He probably has normal size hands just because quarterbacks'
but
hands tend to be really big.
When you hear it, it's just one of the things where like, he got a little hand.
So if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look up what Kenny Pickett's hand size is. The average male hand size is 7.6 inches.
Oh, I bet his is bigger than that. It's probably like 8 something, right? Because I know it's they do this at the combine every year. I think it's like in the 9s, right? If you go look at NFL quarterbacks like Goff and guys like that, it's in the 9s. I think like those most quarterbacks.
So, he's only at 8.5.
8.5, but you said the average male is
7.6. I mean, but like I think the average NFL quarterback's gonna be
in the
9s.
Yeah, probably.
So
like,
you know what's funny? You know I find this kind of unique because I remember when I was in Jacksonville, and the knock on Byron Leftwich was he had little feet.
Did he also have little hands?
He had big hands, but he had little feet. And they were like, that's the reason why he's kind of goofy in the pocket. He can't move because his feet are too little.
How like, about dude, that D, baby?
Dude wore...
Very mature segment to this one.
Dude wore like a size 9.
Shoes?
Yes, and he was like 6'5 or something. He had little feet. And I never noticed it until, when you start reading reports about the quarterback and everything. They were talking about how little his feet was. That was a knock on him. He had little feet.
If I was a GM and there was a quarterback with less than a size 10, he's undraftable. And size 9 feet.
No, I mean, I'm telling you.
That's
like,
what Elliott and DeCamera wear, size 9.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, man, that is a big thing. Like the size of your hands, the size of your feet, the wingspan and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it matters. Yeah. Well, they always say with quarterbacks, like in the cold and the rain and the wind, you can't grip the ball.
Can't grip the foot. Yeah, yeah.
That's and in the cold, everything shrinks.
Well, that happens too. And that's a separate issue. But yeah, for a lot of people. Gary is in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey,
what's
Gary.
Up, Gary?
So I had like PSD last night. My son got a concussion last year when the tackle just cleared out at the second level, then shipped the edge rusher, and Pickens just got killed.
Like, yeah, when he just like stood there in the pocket and the whole thing collapsed. Like, yeah, it did remind me of the end of last season.
My lord, like, I'm not a big two-glove guy, but like, he had no shot. I think he was running scared all night.
Well, I think it's a fair point, Gary, that he didn't have good protection, and it's not like he's playing with a good group of receivers. Like, once you get past Devontae and AJ not playing, there's not much out there.
It's slim pickings.
No, and then he just couldn't put it together. And when, you know, put him in the end of the game against their threes and see if he's better.
See, that sticks out to me, that, you know, McKee played well. I'm not taking it away from him, but he's doing it against And not only is he playing against third stringers, the Patriots might be the worst team in the league. Like, they're the favorite to have the worst.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, they ain't going to be that great.
No.
They're going to be pretty bad.
So that adds into it too. Gary, what's
all right, Gary.
What TV show do you want to give us?
So I don't know. I had a show that just started, but I think you're looking for a show that has a lot of episodes. I don't know if you ever saw Eastbound and Down. It is a
no, Eastbound and Down is good. Kenny Powers?
Kenny Powers
is funny. That's a good one.
It's a good one. I've seen that. Gary, good phone call. Is that a little too popular?
Eastbound and Down. Did they finish that though? Because I was into the season where he was done and he was doing like the old athlete thing, being like an analyst. But then after that, I don't know. Did they ever finish that series up?
No. So there's four seasons, which is a good bit for how like ridiculous and stupid of a show that is.
That is a long run for the nonsense.
That's not a bad run.
But, yeah.
Let's go to Mary in South Philly. She says she's on the Hugh Douglas bandwagon. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hugh, I'm with you, Hugh. If any woman's out there, listen, we got you with your iron. Because I can't travel without my own blow dryer.
I'm saying it's something about your stuff. It's yours. And because you can't take chances with your clothes like that.
No.
You can't take chances.
Anything. It's got to be mine.
Take chances with your clothes?
Well, it's like because you don't know how the iron's going to work or whatever. It might be like a faulty iron. I just don't like, you know what I mean? I just don't care about iron.
I'm also on the Rojas bandwagon since day one because I went down to spring training and saw that kid play. And I'll tell you what, I just thought his defense and his speed was just too awesome to waste him. They needed to develop him. I think they did. And I think he's going to be a superstar for us.
Well, he's certainly gotten better, Mary. I mean, if he's a superstar, yeah. I mean, Hugh will walk around here with his head so big, he won't fit through the windows or the doors.
Yeah, I would be proud. I'd be so
proud.
With that,
because I agree with him.
Well, you're on the Hugh Douglas bandwagon.
I'd be so proud.
And
maybe I got to try this iron thing. Mary, we appreciate it. I mean, you guys are selling me on this. Here's my thing, Hugh. like if you had to wear dress clothes all the time, I would understand it. But you're a t-shirt guy.
Yeah, but I like to have my t-shirts ironed.
I know.
You know, and I know it's a weird thing, but I don't like, because like I drip dry my t-shirts.
Oh, you don't dryer them?
No. And so when they get the little bumps.
Yeah.
So I like to iron the bump out.
You do also like to dress up to get fired.
We found that yesterday. Yeah, I do like to get dressed up to get fired. You know what? That's probably why I don't want to get.
Did you iron that outfit too?
No, it was like I had it like dry clean.
Oh yeah.
You know, but after that, that's probably why I don't like to get dressed up anymore, because it reminds me too much of being fired. It was too much. It's too much like being fired.
That's one of the funniest things.
You know what's
ever
funny though? It's funny, right? Because I've shared these stories with our boss Rod, and so when Rod calls, he always leaves with, "Hey, you're not in trouble."
He knows you're on high alert.
No, like, listen, because when the phone, like, one time, the HR lady called me, and Rod called me, and I was like, oh, hell. Like,
what do I do?
And Rod said, hold up. He said, calm down. You're good. He said, you're good.
Don't dry clean your suit.
I'm just saying, man. It's like, you know, like, anybody that's been fired, it's not a good feeling.
Well, of course not. But most people don't dress up to get fired.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. So, you know, I got dressed up. I went in there. I was trying to be on my, like, because I was trying to save my job, Joe. I wasn't trying to get fired.
You're the first person I ever met who treated a firing like a job interview.
Yeah, man, I got dressed up.
Them.
And I was like, dang, they still let me go. I wasn't even in that office a good 5 minutes. I sat down longer to wait for the interview. And it took him like 2 seconds to fire me. Hey, man, here's your firing papers.
Well, I guess there's not much to talk about when it happened.
You know what? To this day, I still had that letter. I still had that letter that where they fired me.
Like
somewhere.
Termination?
Did it say P.S. Nice suit?
No, it was just like, bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.